good morning and welcome to this week's installment of the University of Georgia Griffin Campus News. I'm your host of the proceedings, Tony Broski. We're joined in studio today, live for a change. We have a couple of guests with us. Crystal McDowell is joining us today. She, of course, is the Assistant Director of Student Affairs on the UGA Griffin campus. Also joining us by telephone is Gloria Henderson, who is an undergraduate agribusiness major on the UGA Griffin campus. And we'll go up the ladder in the academic scale to a graduate research assistant in the Department of Food Science and Technology, Peter Sorelli. Guys, welcome to the show. Crystal, I'm going to kind of let you run the proceedings today because as the Director of Student Affairs, y'all are back in school for a change, and you know, how has this transition gone, and has there been any talk of COVID interrupting what it is you're trying to do on the UGA Griffin campus?
You know, Tony, first of all, thank you so much for being here. It's always a pleasure to be able to join students in the studio. And yeah, we are back on campus. August the 18th, 2021 was a day that was a great day for me to be able to see our students back, particularly our undergrad and our graduate students. You know, of course, they come once a weekend and several times throughout the month. And Peter, who is a College of Ag graduate student, they are here most of the time, and they've already been here during the summer doing research. So it was just a really, really great day. Yes, we've had a lot going on. You know, we'll talk about, you know, Welcome Week later on in the program. But yeah, Tony, it's been a great day at the UGA Griffin campus. It's been a great couple of weeks.
Well, we'll get back to you momentarily for your life story, but we want to talk about the students because that's kind of the focus of this week's program. And Peter Sorelli, graduate research assistant, tell us a little bit about yourself and your academic journey getting from high school to associate's degree to your bachelor's and now where you are now at UGA Griffin.
Oh man, it's a long story, but thank you for having us on today, Tony. I really appreciate it. So long story, I actually was born in Illinois, so I took a non-traditional way. I wanted to leave the cold weather, so headed down to the University of Florida. They were, I think they regret taking me in, but they gave me the degree now, and it's been an amazing journey at the University of Florida. And I stumbled upon the major of food science at UF, and I haven't looked back since. You know, issues arose along the way, and it kind of led me to pursue other options, and the University of Georgia was just extremely welcoming, and it really changed my whole perspective on graduate school. I never thought I even wanted to go, and I met my professor and just, you know, absolutely fell in love with it.
Well, before we get to Gloria, how does one find out about UGA Griffin in Gainesville, Florida?
So I had no idea coming into it. I applied to the University of Georgia, and since we have a food science department in Athens and Griffin, when you interview, they actually, you know, take you to Griffin professors as well. So you get to interview with both, and you get to see the types of research that they do, and you can kind of hopefully pick and choose like which kind of fits what your interests are.
And so that, how has the transition been for you going from a giant school like the University of Florida? And you know, you think University of Georgia, of course, you instantly think the Athens campus and the similar atmosphere, but now you're on a very small, intimate campus. Has there been an adjustment period for you having the smaller classes and a little more direct interaction with your professors?
There's been a huge difference. So I spent a year in Athens. I spent years in Gainesville. I've had the whole big college atmosphere. It's fun, but when you get to the graduate level, it's totally different. You want to focus on your research and you want to really focus in and hone in on your skills. And that's kind of what the Griffin campus has allowed. So it's a lot more direct, talking to professors and your research. And, you know, it's been a very awesome experience here at UGA.
Well,
Griffin,
the way you're handling yourself thus far, you are going to go into food science and not radio, correct? Because I might be out of a job. But let's bring Gloria into the conversation. Gloria Henderson is joining us by phone today. She is an undergraduate agribusiness major on the University of Georgia Griffin campus. Gloria, tell us a little bit about your academic journey and what led you to the Griffin campus.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me on the show today. So I went to a private Christian school in Jackson, Georgia. I graduated in 2019 as the first valedictorian in the school's history. I then I applied to UGA to go to the Athens campus back in 2019, but unfortunately, like thousands of other students, I was rejected that year. So I began my journey, my college career at Gordon State College down in Barnesville, And this past May, I graduated with my associate's in business, and then I was accepted to the University of Georgia Griffin campus this semester, so starting on my journey to complete my 4-year degree in agribusiness.
And what led you to explore the agribusiness field? A lot of people think, well, that's just figuring out how much a bushel of corn costs and then, you know, sending that out to market. But what was it, you know, what is agribusiness to you as a student? And, you know, what led you and magnetized you to choose that as your field?
Well, I really appreciate you asking that, because it was my high school that kind of steered me towards that. My high school had a horticulture program that raised vegetables and flowers to sell to produce scholarship money for students. So my senior year of high school, I was put in charge of the planting schedule, ordering the seeds, making sure that everything was set according to schedule so that we would be ready in the spring to sell our products. And with that, I fell in love with the idea of managing the greenhouses and making sure that things were done accordingly. The dream with my degree is to manage the big box store greenhouses like Lowe's, Home Depot, Walmart, and to travel with this degree.
So, well, that's excellent. Now, coming from a smaller high school, was there, you know, were you comfortable instantly coming to UGA Griffin where the class sizes are smaller?
More so, I mean, it was strange going from smaller classes and then going to larger classes at Gordon and then coming back to smaller classes at Griffin, because as of right now, there's one or two other students in my classes on the Griffin campus, and we're having to do Zoom calls with other classes in Tifton and the Athens campus.
So did you know anybody on campus your first day coming to UGA Griffin, or was that something you just had to open yourself up to and make friends kind of through your own devices?
Yes, I didn't know anybody. I definitely had to get out of my comfort zone and be open to new opportunities.
Well, Crystal, as the student, as the Assistant Director of Student Affairs, does the college play a role in helping students acclimate to the campus? I mean, it's a big transition because, you know, you're either getting your final 2 years of your bachelor's degree or you're going into graduate work. And one thing I will always say about UGA Griffin, its student body is a little more serious than you see at a lot of other colleges. Like Peter mentioned, you know, at that point, you're much more focused on the academic side of things than maybe some of the social. Are there programs in place or things that you guys do as a staff to help students become better acclimated and kind of make friends there on campus? Because you guys do have a family environment.
Thank you, Tony. You're absolutely right. A family environment is something that's kind of cornerstone to who we are. There are several things that happen if a student, particularly in Gloria's situation, who received her first 2 years at a, and I'm specifically talking about undergrad students. So they received their first 2 years somewhere else, and then we have a process on our campus that we have Melissa Gordon as our Assistant Director of Academic Affairs, and with the program coordinators, they literally coordinate and create a roadmap for those students to get eventually a UGA degree. Now, whether we have programs or not, absolutely. This is what I feel, Tony. I think you've heard me say this before. I run student affairs around the idea that our role is to support those students, and transfer shock is something that is true. Even in our graduate students' case, like Peter mentioned, when they come, they're academically focused. You mentioned this. Even our undergrads, they've gotten their first 2 years under their belt, so they're more geared to focus on, you know, getting my degree and getting out of the door. However, there are support systems that are in place to make sure that, number one, they know what they need and they know where to go to get what they need. So absolutely, we have a robust system of services, whether it's counseling services, whether it's the different events that we present to the students. And COVID, of course, did a number on some of those opportunities. However, we put counseling online, and some of the events we held online. We made sure that we boosted it up our social media presence. So I will say that even though we can do all that we can, it is the students that show up every day, Tony, to get that UGA degree.
Do you think that maybe there is a hidden silver lining maybe somewhere down the road that the COVID pandemic might convince some students that maybe smaller class sizes are the way to go and might make the University of Georgia Griffin campus maybe a little bit more attractive than it might have been prior?
You know what? I actually agree. One of the things that we have to our favor, even when we had to socially distance, right? Even when we had to, David Youngerborough, one of the engineers on campus, had to go into the Student Learning Center and space out where students could sit. We were well suited to make sure that our campus was able to facilitate the necessary mitigation strategies and the COVID protocols to make sure, number one, that our students and, of course, our faculty and staff remain safe.
Oh, Gloria, bringing you back in, ma'am. How was it, how soon, how early into your academic process, particularly after high school and maybe even before, did you start contacting the University of Georgia Griffin campus in an attempt to become a student here locally?
Well, it was more of... Unfortunately, I didn't enter my application to go to UGA until like the day before it was due. I spent 3 months on my application trying to make sure it was absolutely perfect. But unfortunately, like, it was more of a backup plan because the initial was to go to Athens, but then for convenience of saving money, being closer to home and still being able to work, the Griffin campus was more attractive to me in that way.
So when did you start in that direction? Were you already at Gordon? Because one of the major problems that we do have with UGA, people transferring into the Griffin campus, is making sure that they have transferable credits. Did you get the academic advice that you needed to facilitate and where there would be a minimum of duplication of courses? Or are you taking classes at Gordon that you didn't necessarily need to get into the UGA?
I was blessed with a very good advisor from my freshman ethics class, and he sat down with me and we looked at the UGA bulletin to see what classes that were offered at Gordon that were required as prereqs for my agribusiness degree. So I was, I made sure that I got the right classes that were offered by Gordon. I still have to take a few more. I do have to take some online classes that are not offered at the Griffin campus, but I was able to get most of the credits that I needed.
Well, Peter, you're a graduate assistant. You have been doing a great deal of research, and Crystal mentioned you were here over the summer doing some of the research, which is summer in here right now, but what are some of the research that you're associated with at present?
So my research actually focuses on helping a industry in Georgia that not many people are aware of. So I work with cannonball jellyfish, and there's actually been a lot of issues with the supply chain because a lot of the products are exported to Asian countries, and issues with Asian countries have caused this industry to kind of, you know, flounder in the past couple years. So they came to us as food scientists and said, is there a way that we can actually produce a product that U.S. consumers can actually, you know, would be willing to try in a way, right? So what we did was we developed a method to actually turn these jellyfish into gelatin, and that's kind of what I've been doing for the past year and a half now, and we're hoping to actually bring that to the U.S. market in the next coming, you know, hopefully year or two. So a lot more research is yet to be done, but...
Well, I just read an article through UGA CAES about the cannonball jellyfish. I had no idea
you were
part of that project, but who is your supervising professor right now?
So Dr. Kevin Misoval is my principal investigator, and he's helped me more than I can ever thank him.
Is that something that, and I'm not asking you to disparage UF in any way, but being on the Griffin campus, do you find that you have more contact with your professor, your assistant professors and whatnot, than perhaps you might get even at UGA Athens or UF or the larger schools?
So I think it really depends. I mean, as far as contact, it's kind of like a vague term as far as the professors, because it really depends on what they're doing. So I think as far as Griffin campus goes, there's less distractions. Like a lot of the professors here, not many of them teach. They do extension work and they do a lot of research. So they don't have more of like a teaching aspect that a lot of the professors in Athens do or at the University of Florida. So here we kind of have this atmosphere where you do your research, and like my professor was gone yesterday doing a presentation in Valdosta. So besides that, you know, there's always these open points to talk to your professor, and I I think it's a lot better here at UGA Griffin than in other places, especially because we're so research focused, and that's what, you know, we love to do here.
Gloria, what has been your biggest surprise about UGA's Griffin campus?
Really, it was the friendliness of the faculty and the staff. When I was at Gordon, it was almost like the staff was almost annoyed that I was there or that I would ask them questions, and they were ill-prepared to answer my questions. But with the Griffin campus, I walk into class, and literally the staff and faculty are greeting me by name. And that's something I never had before. Like, since high school, I haven't had that. And it's a very inviting, and it's a family-oriented environment. It's very comfortable, and that really shocked me because it's supposed to be a D1 school, huge school. You know, you're just another number, but at the Griffin campus, it's completely different, and it's wonderful.
And Peter, for you, you know, you came from UF, and then you matriculated prior to that in Illinois as a high school student before coming south. And what was the biggest surprise to you about UGA Griffin? I mean, in a pleasant way.
Exactly what Gloria said. Like, the friendliness of the staff and the whole campus, you know, you don't get that anywhere else. The fact that everyone knows you, you can wave to everybody, everybody waves back kind of thing. It's a very homey atmosphere. And that's, you know, something you definitely do not get at other places. And I fell in love with that because that's something that I really like personally.
Crystal, how long does it take to develop that type of rapport with students? I mean, it's not just a one-year thing. This is something several years back, you guys, it seems like it came a little bit more to the forefront than perhaps it had been earlier. What precipitated that change, and what does the staff do behind the scenes to make sure the students feel comfortable?
Yeah, I think it's more of who we are as human beings. It's something that I say, Tony, at, you know, all of my previous positions here at the UGA Griffin campus, and they don't pay me to say this, this is just truth, that I'll never forget, it was one new student orientation. It was like three of us. It was like we were all trying to just get to the student to support them, because every person that I work with genuinely and wholeheartedly has the student's interests at heart. And we work hard to make sure that they know that they're cared about. And it was a visitor on campus during Welcome Week. I think it was like last week, because Welcome Week started last week. And they said to me, they were like, you can really sense in the culture and the air that you guys really care about students. And Tony, I think it's just something innate. It's just who we are, right? And I think that translates, I hope that it translates, you know, well to the students, that, you know, we literally will go out of our way. It's beyond our job. It's more of our vocation and who we are. And I think that feeling and sentiment is around, and not even just on the instruction side, but the College of Ag researchers. We had a College of Ag orientation the other day. The admins who support, you know, those students, because they meet them before they meet us, right? And consistently, it is a home environment. And I know that, you know, we have that Southern charm, don't get me wrong, but I think it's deeper than that. It's just, you know, it's a culture on that campus that if a student comes, students, they come first, and we're here to support them. And if we don't have the answer, we'll ask somebody, we'll figure it out for them. But they make the job easy. Like, they're smart and brilliant, right? So it helps, you know, and when they're kind and wonderful too. So, you know, it's just a really great environment to be a part of.
Well, Gloria, I'm going to ask you, do you have time for a campus life? And if so, what entails your campus life at UGA Griffin?
Well, it's more of going to class, getting study time, and then having to go back home. I tried to, when I was at Gordon, I didn't spend a lot of time on campus. It was really hard for me to get acclimated with the other students, and even outside of my classes, it was really difficult for me just to, you know, find people to hang out with. But at Griffin, it's been a little bit easier, and I've definitely pushed myself to make time to go to the Welcome Week and to the student events, and I plan to do so in the future.
Now, have you been a part of a group project in any of your courses just yet?
There is a group project in every single one of my courses, but they're just starting, and they're going to be continued on through the semester.
Is it a little bit nerve-wracking knowing that there is no sloughing off with such small class sizes? You know, you're going to have to carry your weight where at larger schools you always have that one person in the group that does next to nothing except for when it's time to get the grade?
Well, unfortunately, I've always been the one to kind of carry the team, and I'm used to carrying my weight and others when it comes to group work. I'm just excited that, you know, I've actually have classmates that actually care about their degree and the classwork.
And Peter, same question for you. Do you, with all your research, do you have time to have a social life? And if so, what do you find about UGA's campus scene?
Oh geez, I think you're asking the wrong person. I love my research. I do a lot of research, and I do what I love to do. You know, I exercise. I go fishing.
Yeah, he's cut. He got some guns now.
I don't know about that, but yeah, I mean, I make time. I mean, there's a lot of great people on Griffin campus, and a lot of us, you know, live in the same apartment complex, so it's really easy because it's a smaller town.
Now, do either of you have jobs outside of school?
No, we're not allowed to as graduate students.
And what about you? You do. What do you? I mean, and how accommodating thus far have your professors been, and you know, allowing you to, as much as possible, adjust your class schedule to accommodate your workload?
Well, it's more of been my job has been very accommodating for my school schedule, because for me, school comes first. I work most of my summer at an auto mechanic shop. I change oil. So on Saturdays, I go to work from 8 to 5, and then the rest of the week is reserved strictly for going to school, going to the gym, and doing homework.
Well, I just call me sexist. I would have figured you worked somewhere like at a nursery somewhere, and turns out that you can do things that I have no dream of ever being able to do. So, but they are accommodating. I mean, and you'll find, and I, you know, with your job, you will find that the professors on the UGA Griffin campus have always been. Is that something, Crystal, that they do take into consideration? Is that something that the school makes a concentrated effort to push, or is that just the professors taking it upon themselves to be understanding?
Yeah, I think it's more of the latter, where, and specifically the undergrad population, our graduate students, they have an assistantship, so of course they're not, you know, that's their job,
right,
there, and their research is their job. But for undergrad, I would say probably 99.9% of our students will come in with an outside responsibility, such as family and or work. And so absolutely, the professors, I've heard anecdotal notes of students texting their professors to say, you know, this is what's happening in life, and classes changed for that particular student, you know, because it's such a environment where the professors are able to talk to the other students to determine, you know, well, when should we move this, or you know, what does this work best for everyone in the class? So absolutely, I've heard those stories from students that professors really do genuinely care about their life, not just as a student, but them as a human being, and what impacts that their education outside of class.
So, Peter, you know, I'm not trying to put you on the spot here, but when it comes to the man hours that you put in on your research, I mean, you're going on a year and a half. You know, how far have you come from the onset of your project and your research to where you are now? And is it a consistent, I put in roughly this amount per week, or when things are going well, you lose track of time and end up being there for 12 hours when you're meant to be there for 5?
Yeah, that's probably more of the story of my life. Yeah, I definitely lose track of time of what I'm doing. But I did a master's degree before this, so I've been doing a year and a half of research, kind of, you know, already building upon this. So I'm staying for my PhD to build and kind of see this research through to see what it can become. So we actually recently just got our patent accepted. So, you know, this is a patented thing now. So we're, you know, hoping to actually make this to the big screen, and that's kind of why I wanted to stay and why I put in so much time and effort.
Well, heck yeah, those inventor royalties can be something else.
Yeah, if they're nice to me.
No. Crystal, you mentioned that it's been Welcome Week, and that's winding down. What sorts of activities have transpired, and what is still to come before the week runs out?
Well, I tell you, yesterday, Tony, I wish you were on campus. Sometimes you can just look back and of course, the
I'm
research.
A tech guy, y'all don't want me.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, you're right. Well, it's better than Peter sitting here with a floor. You
but he's decked out in UGA gear.
Oh yeah, that's
now.
True. That's true. Yeah, he's definitely part of the family.
I have one shirt on right now. I did it for the show.
But the cup is distracting right now.
he's got a Florida tumbler. That's nice.
That's fun. But I completely forgot the question, Tony. I'm sorry.
About the activities from Welcome Week.
Absolutely. So yesterday we had, because one thing cool thing about Welcome Week is that the entire campus community is invited out. And the rationale behind that is that we want our students to see that they're not alone. We want them to see that there is a community of people who are here to support them. I didn't get a chance to meet Peter Cornhole, nor because he was playing cornholes. I didn't get a chance to play him in that. And Gloria was there. Like all of the students, you know, most of the students were there. A lot of the College of Ag graduate students came out. We had staff out. It was great. I have to give a shout out to some of our community partners. Top It Off, Funnel Cakes was there, you know, passing out funnel cakes. It was awesome. Lee, of course, and Avery supported with the music. We had hot dogs, we had hamburgers. It was a beautiful time. And so that was our final event. That grill out, but of course we've had massages, we've had coffee, and I have to stop and say thank you so much to Misty Smith and Cherry Rollins. They have been amazing this week supporting our students, literally being in the Student Learning Center all day for 2 weeks straight, and it's just been an amazing time. Popcorn, we worked with another vendor, Kizzy Cupcakes, because we had a meet and greet, you know, with our faculty
Kizzy
and students.
Kizzy Cakes off the hook now.
Yeah, well, you know, they
campus
were amazing.
Knows how to do it. They were supplying my caffeine addiction for the last week and a half. Every time you go, keep filling up the cup.
Gloria, do you feel more comfortable now that you've taken part in some of these Welcome Week activities? I mean, a lot of schools don't do this sort of thing, and with a smaller campus, it is a little bit easier to go up and be a little more extroverted than you may ordinarily be. But do you find that having students around you that share a similar interest is kind of made this second tier of college for you a little more fun and friendly, so to speak?
Yes. At Gordon, it was a little, they did student activities and things like that, but it was almost like you didn't have friends that were already there. It wasn't the full experience. At Griffin, it's different because at this point, you know, it is, okay, getting close to the end of my college career, I have to do something. I can't just stay alone the whole time. So definitely myself out there, and this being open and welcoming, it definitely enhances the experience.
And Peter, with your research, I know it's got to be difficult for you to make time for things on campus, but do they kind of force you into it, coming to where you are, to get you involved in some of the activities?
I wouldn't say force. I mean, as graduate students, you see an opportunity to leave lab, and you kind of just take it, you know?
Now, do the graduate students have interaction with undergrads, or do you kind of stay with your own people, so to speak?
Yeah, I definitely have only met undergrads, I think, during this last week. I don't even think I've met one the past year and a half I've been here. So it's definitely been a little different. I mean, we're all in our labs, and we're all, like, you know, to ourselves. So the Welcome Week's awesome because it gives you the opportunity to see all the people on campus and experience that.
Again, taking no shot at your former institution, because I'm a Floridian myself. But do you find that maybe, hearkening back to what you said earlier about the seriousness of the student, how has your pursuit of your PhD differed from your pursuit of your master's? Are the students a little more, even more focused? I mean, is it ratcheted up to another level?
I think it honestly depends on the student. I mean, it depends how much you're into your research and how much you want to be there. For me, I don't care about a PhD. I'm staying for the research. A lot of people are different than that. So it really depends on the person. So a lot of, like, it's very hard to kind of gauge graduate students because everybody's so different and they're there for many different reasons.
Did your research begin a year and a half ago with the cannonball jellyfish? I mean, could you have ever foreseen being a student at the University of Florida and then
never.
You're diving into the midst of the cannonball jellyfish?
Never. I wake up every day and I said, where the heck am I? And I absolutely love it. You know, take the opportunities as they come, and I think life works out in a beautiful way.
Well, Gloria, what type of coursework are you taking right now?
Right now, I am definitely in the thick of agribusiness. I've got a marketing class, an agribusiness marketing, agribusiness finance, farm organization management, agricultural policy, and then I have an online calculus class. The only one that doesn't really have to do with agribusiness is my calculus class, even though it's required for my degree. But I am loving every minute of it. At Gordon, it was almost like, I was like, okay, this is what I have to do to get to UGA. This is what I have to do because I've wanted to go to UGA since I was a kid. So everything that I've done up to this point has been to get to UGA. And now that I'm here, it's almost like a bliss moment where I'm actually doing what I've wanted the entire school career.
Yeah, I would imagine pulling into that parking lot for the first time and having your first day of classes, it's like, wow, it's got to be the culmination of a dream that was some time in the making.
Yes, it was almost surreal, especially whenever I even went to my orientation, pulling into the student parking lot and seeing that ceramic bulldog in front of the flag, it almost made me tear up a little bit. I was so excited finally be there.
Was your undergraduate pursuit somewhat interrupted by the COVID? I mean, did you have to take, you know, virtual classes and things like that that disrupted what many consider to be a normal college experience?
I only got one semester of a normal college experience. And then in 2019, or spring of 2019, after I got back from spring break, that's when everything shut down. And for the next four semesters, I was almost completely online. And then last semester was the first semester I was back on campus, almost a year later, and I only had one class in person, and my other three classes were virtual or hybrid. And it was really disheartening for me, but I'm glad that I'm finally here and I get somewhat of a normal college experience.
Do you find that having taken those online classes and virtual classes when you were pursuing your undergraduate degree, or your associate's degree at any rate, do you find that now that you're at the Griffin campus where you are having to take multiple classes with, say, like with the Buckhead campus, with the Tifton campus, with the Athens campus, that you were a little better prepared for that sort of activity?
Yes, and I believe I was better prepared when the pandemic hit because I also took dual enrollment classes in high school, and those were online through another private Christian college up in Cleveland, Georgia. So I felt more prepared when everything got switched to virtual, and even more so now.
Now, Peter, did your research get interrupted? Because for a while there, they were trying to limit attendance on campus to just absolutely essential personnel. So did it disrupt yours, or were you at a stage in your research where you could be considered essential?
So I was really fortunate, me, my lab, everyone at Griffin campus, I think in a way, because I think Athens was a little bit delayed than Griffin campus, but I moved to Griffin, I think in July, and we were allowed to start at the end of July to actually start the research. And it kind of changed in a way that we were scared that we didn't think we were going to get, like, we thought we were going to go back in quarantine, right? So we were working like nonstop trying to get our research done because we didn't know when it was going to stop. So it changed it in that aspect that we were, you know, always had this like floating thing behind us, like get your research done, you know.
Crystal, I hate to ask a personal question, but do you see a cut version of Lee Taylor over here?
No. No comment.
So
no comment.
What do you want to do once you do attain your PhD? I mean, are you just trying to think that the horizon is open, or do you have something specific in mind at this point?
It's such a hard question. I thought I knew exactly what I wanted to do. I had a job lined up in Jacksonville, and I didn't think I was ever going to stay for a PhD. So I don't really know at this point. I just want to do what I love to do, and right now that's working with jellyfish and making innovative products from jellyfish, and I hope I can, you know, continually do that in my future career.
Have you accidentally stung yourself, or has one, you know,
these jellyfish don't sting, luckily. They don't sting. They're unique looking. They look like a mushroom.
I saw the pictures. They're kind of a little more oranges too, are they not?
Yeah. So they have like a little oranges tint, and when you salt them and dry them, they turn a little bit more yellowish. So it's not a jellyfish that people are thinking of with long tentacles and all this. The best I can describe it is a mushroom. And it's something that nobody would ever picture of eating. And that's why I love it.
Well, Gloria, pardon the pun here, but where did you cultivate your love for plants?
It was at my high school. And everything, I keep mentioning them because everything that I've learned about myself was because of that high school. I had the same four teachers all 4 years of high school. And the way that it was set up, it was every Wednesday after 11 o'clock volunteer hours from 11 to 2. We would either clean the church that the school was at, we would volunteer in the food bank, we would work in the greenhouse or the garden, or would outreach in the community. And I found my love of being outside, working in the dirt, working with plants in those greenhouses and in the gardens all 4 years of high school. And I even have my own succulent garden in my room. So,
and so you wish to go into the big box nursery field in the future. Was that something that you've always had an eye for, or was that developed at the same time that you developed your passion for horticulture?
It was definitely developed at about the same time that I developed the idea of going into agribusiness, because I wanted to do something that was, you know, I want to give back to my community. I want to give back to my high school, but I also want to know, I want to be a part of the bigger picture.
Well, we talk about this all the time, Gloria, about how UGA, you know, they make sure that you have your prereqs in line, you know, to save you time and money and make the transition from getting your associate's degree to coming to undergrad school at UGA Griffin much more seamless. But do they also give you a track as far as what you need to take to complete your degree? And if so, what sort of agribusiness classes, do you have in your future beyond this first semester?
I haven't taken a whole lot of time to really study to what I need to look to take next. I have been talking with my advisor to make sure that the classes that I will be taking next will be on the Griffin campus. And if not, then I might be transferring to the Athens campus, but hopefully they'll be on the Griffin campus so I can continue and earn my four-year degree here at this campus. But it's more of more finance classes, more marketing, more policy,
if I heard you correctly, you're taking a marketing class this semester. Okay, so now we're going to put you on the spot. I know you've only been in class a few days, but market the University of Georgia Griffin campus to prospective college students and high schoolers who may wish to have a career in something similar to what you wish to do. I mean, I know you have a preliminary sketch of what the school is all about, but if you were to market what you like best about the school, how would you recruit other students to follow your path?
Well, if they definitely need a more personal relationship with their professors, if they if they are serious about their academics, if they are willing to buckle down and do what they need to do in order to get the degree that they want, because college isn't forever. It's a stepping stone to get to where you want to be. And if they are in that mindset, then Griffin is where they need to be.
Now, what do you think about that, Crystal? I mean, you know, every time we get at somebody that has a marketing class, I throw that question in just because I like to try to trip people up, let people know this is live radio. But, you know, that pretty well surmises a lot of the mission statement of UGA Griffin.
I agree. And the university, you know, as a whole, and one of the things that I always like to draw out, and Tony, I think you do a really great job of this, is drawing out that, yes, while we are in Griffin, Georgia, it is a University of Georgia degree. That degree, when you get it, is going to say the University of Georgia. Peter already has one. Mm-hmm. He can attest to the fact that the location, while it may be different, the rigor is the same, the expectations are the same. And Gloria, you know, she this is the first semester here, she's getting a taste of what that, you know, what that looks like. And one thing about it, you got to accept it. So the university and the admissions office felt that you could do the work. So when we're definitely here to support students in that way, but Tony, again, they're the ones that do the work, and the degree is a University of Georgia degree.
Well, Gloria, I hope this makes you feel a little bit better. This, I think you are the earliest a student has been into their studies that they have allowed to be on the radio show. Usually they make people wait, so apparently they see a little something in you to have you on this program this soon. Either that,
yes,
or the,
sir, I guess I do.
Or it could be the other end of the spectrum, and they're making you suffer through this. You'll have to determine that over the next course of the next couple of weeks. But your interaction with professors has been, as you said, pretty similar to what you had in high school, as opposed to where you got your associate's degree.
Yes.
See, that's cool.
You know, Tony, if I could say,
I believe so too. It's definitely making the, like, it's already an amazing experience just to be here, but then to have the professors actually take time and take genuine interest in, you know, investing in the students, it's amazing.
Crystal, you wanted to add something to that?
Yeah, to Gloria's story, we were preparing for new student orientation, and her excitement, of course, is contagious, but one of the things she mentioned was that she had always wanted to come to UGA at the age of seven. And our campus is not a back door to main campus, let's just be clear, right? But at the end of the day, I love her audacity to say, hey, I want a UGA degree. What does that need to take? And our campus was better suited for her in that space. And the front door, right, is calling our, you know, admissions folks, Melissa Gordon, making sure that that you have the appropriate, you know, credits between the 45 to 60, or, you know, they can tell you all that jazz to get you in the door. But once you get in the door, you are held to the highest level of expectation, you know, to make sure that you're doing what you need to do. And both Peter and Gloria are phenomenal examples of that.
Peter, you know, I know that at the undergraduate level, they have administrators for each department. For example, Faye Chapman at the Franklin College, and everybody has their own advisor. Do you, as a PhD student, have an advisor, or are you left to your own devices and you work simply under professors?
So your professor is your predominant advisor, so you kind of go to him with any sort of issues that you have. He's like my second dad, I will say. I mean, he's there for everything I need. He supports me through a lot of things, and that's, you know, something really meaningful that I look for in a professor. And
now, how many different research projects, you know, I don't need an exact number, but are in being conducted in the same building where you're doing your research at any given time?
How many different projects?
Yeah, I mean, you know, you're not the only person doing research in that building.
There's a lot of research going on. So we have.
Do you get to talk to your fellow students, your PhD candidates and students, about the research that they're doing?
Yeah, of course. That's kind of, you know, when you meet people in the food science department, that's basically what you talk about, because that's, you know, how you connect with people. You say the pros and cons of your research, what you're struggling in, what you're doing good, and they reciprocate.
Have there been instances where you've bounced ideas off one another, or maybe gotten a fresh perspective on something maybe you had overlooked because you were so involved in your own project?
Yeah, definitely. I think, you know, talking to people is how I think I developed the project that I initially had for my master's and kind of where I've developed it into. I mean, I talked and I talked to everybody I can, because you get all these different perspectives and it kind of, you know, builds something in your mind to say, I see this and I can envision this going to even greater, you know, to the stars, right?
Now, Gloria, let me ask you, did you do any dual enrollment when you were at the high school level?
Yes, sir, I did. My senior year only, because that's whenever it was available to us. I was able to do that through Truett McConnell University up in Cleveland, Georgia.
So, you know, did that kind of help you too, just get acclimated to what the rigors of college would be like? You know, you're completing your high school courses and you're getting college credit for certain courses. Did you see that as an advantage looking back now that the coursework becomes much more rigorous here at UGA Griffin?
Fortunately for me, my high school was very rigorous in the first place. I like to compare it to a college preparatory school, because whenever I graduated and started at the college where I got my associate's, I found the classes almost easier than my high school classes. So it is definitely, my high school definitely prepared me, and the dual enrollment courses definitely prepared me for my college career.
Well, I have to ask a football question. Being the sports director here at the station, I have to ask. September 4th is just around the corner. Do you plan to, because UGA Griffin students are eligible to apply for tickets to football games. Is that something that you would have an interest in?
Absolutely. I love Georgia football so much.
Okay, so now, so I have to ask this. How do you rank their prospects in their season opener against Clemson?
I'm interested to see what's going to happen. I don't really know what to expect, since it is JT Daniels' first opening of the season, because last season he wasn't able to open. I'm just interested to see what he's going to be able to do on the offensive side, and I'm really excited to see how the defense returns this year.
Well, Peter, same question to you. I mean, are you a football fan first and foremost? And if so, you know, how do you...
Oh, goodness.
Well, I was gonna ask that at the end. You know, when it comes to that certain week in October, at the end of October.
I think everyone knows the answer. You want to see the belt buckle I got on there? Oh,
goodness.
Okay, I'm going to tell a quick story. And this is totally off subject, but a few years ago, the University of Georgia Griffin campus welcomed former Bulldogs head coach Vince Dooley to campus to talk about his horror culture books, and he's written quite a series of them. Very nice man. Well, me being a Georgia Tech guy, I'm wearing Georgia Tech stuff head to toe. I mean, literally, pants, shirt. I even had on Georgia Tech Crocs that didn't match the rest of the outfit.
Nice.
Vince Dooley looked at me and said, "There is one of you in every crowd."
That was me yesterday. I was wearing Florida shorts, a Florida shirt, and I won the first trivia question. That was a Georgia question, ironically enough.
Well, here we go. We're just going to get Tony's opinion on the Georgia-Clemson game out of the way. And my Clemson brethren, I'm a South Carolina graduate. Mm-hmm. So, you know, Clemson is my anathema. But I'm a Tech fan, so Georgia is also an anathema. But Georgia's going to win this game.
Okay.
You go ahead and mark this down now. Everybody worries about Georgia's returning starters on defense. We got four starters coming back. That's not the way Kirby Smart plays. Mm. What he does is over the course of last year, he played so many guys. There really is no such thing as a starter at UGA. They just have guys who play.
So he's been building depth is what you're trying
to say. Exactly. They rotate out in and out, so there's really no starter. I mean, what's more important for Georgia is who's finishing. And so don't worry about the four-starter thing. And JT Daniels is the second-best quarterback in all of college football. So
season hasn't started yet. You're holding those words high.
Look, I would have said this if he'd have stayed at Southern Cal, which he is a transfer from Southern Cal. And I do think that his injury last year was much worse than what they let on at first, because there was no reason for them not to play him sooner than they did. That had to have been a medical issue. But getting back, Crystal, what else do we need to know about student affairs on campus?
Yeah, well, one of the things that's important to know is that we are here for students. UGA is a challenging place, but we have a lot of resources in place for those students to meet every one of those challenges. I have to say again, of course, you know, we're in the middle of, you know, still this global pandemic, and we will, no matter what it looks like, we will continue to serve our students. I think we've done a really great job. I have amazing coworkers who support students in that way. Hopefully the students, you know, do feel as if they are supported and that they know where to go if they need help. Of course, they get a plethora of emails from me throughout the week. So just reach out, you know, and we'll make sure that whatever they need, we'll purpose to serve.
And Peter, you know, you got any final thoughts? I mean, we still have a couple of minutes left, so do take your time. But would encapsulate, if you would, your experience on the University of Georgia Griffin campus and how it's going to foster your career at some point down the road, even if you're not exactly sure where that path is going to lead at this minute.
So I think it's already fostered it to an extent I can't even really fathom. I never thought of anything that I would be doing like today would, you know, have the potential that it has, and who really knows where that's going to lead. But all I know is I've learned more than I think I ever really could have at any other university. I toured the University of Illinois, I debated the University of Florida again, but I decided to leave and pursue other options to do exactly what I'm doing today, which is learning to, you know, the extent that I am learning.
So you started at UI.
I toured there. Because I was born in Illinois. I said, I have to give it a chance because my father, he loves Illinois. He doesn't want to move. And I said, okay, I'll give it a shot. Hated it. I said, there's no way I'm moving up there. I flew up there. They flew me up in a blizzard. And it was negative 10 degrees in the middle of this cornfield. You have this university. And I fell on black ice, and I said, I'm done here.
Now, let me ask you this, and I do like to ask students about this. For your future, do you feel like you're on the UGA Griffin campus, you're developing positive and numerous networking opportunities
100%.
With the professors that you have?
Yes, sir. I mean, we also have FoodPic, the Food Innovation Center.
Dr. Kurt Keeley is one of my favorite guests of all time.
Yeah, so he retired, sadly, so he's out. No.
Well, that's why he hadn't been on to bring me Mars bar.
Yeah, that would be why. Yeah, but the amount of individuals that you meet through FoodPic, as well as through the university system, through food science, because we have such a great program. I've met countless. I can't even tell you the amount of people that I met, and the amazing people that have just said, hey, call me when you're done, and you know, we'll see if we can figure something out.
Now, would you have ever imagined you'd have an article written about you before you finished your PhD?
Never.
But it has happened. I saw it with my own eyes. Now, Gloria, you know, do you intend to, you know, develop relationships with your professors that might provide you networking opportunities and letters of recommendation somewhere down the road? And do you plan to pursue a master's degree, or are you going to maybe take a pause after obtaining your undergraduate and see where developments may lead?
Yes, sir. I definitely plan on making those connections with my professors to benefit me and benefit them in the future. But with my master's degree, I do plan on pursuing my master's degree. But after getting my certification to be a diesel mechanic and continuing to hopefully one day run my own organic farm, raising livestock and organic produce.
Boy, you put a garage out there on your property, and you've got quite the unique business opportunity.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
You might even grow a pick your own, and you can work on their cars while they're out in the field getting their whatevers. That's a pretty novel idea, but I want to thank everybody for being here today. Crystal, again, any final thoughts, anything that we need to know upcoming on the UGA Griffin campus about academic affairs?
Sure. Yeah, I think it would be appreciative for me to share out that in spring, our spring semester is coming up, but that deadline is November the 20th for them to complete their application.
And that'll be here sooner than you think.
Absolutely. Yes, indeed. And then, of course, you know, we are going to be planning for additional student activities and student events, making sure that particularly if professors are listening, if you have students of concern, please reach out. There are different pathways to make sure that our students are supported. And so I'm really excited to continue to work with our faculty and staff to ensure that happens. And so any other thoughts, concerns, please reach out. Our number is 770. And Tony, I'm sure you probably
412-4400.
Excellent. Teamwork. Love it.
Yeah, and if they are available, and again, if you're a prospective student or you're a parent or the grandparent of a prospective student, they advise that even high school is not too early to make initial contact so they can put you on the proper academic course. I want to thank all of you for being with us, Crystal McDowell, Peter Shirelli, and Gloria Henderson. I hope that you enjoyed your being on the program as much as I enjoyed having you, and I hope our listeners will make their plans to join us 167 hours from right this very minute when we bring here our next installment of the UGA Griffin Campus News.